KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. And everlasting Father, we acknowledge you this day in a new year, 2025, a year you declared before the very foundation of the world. And so now, Father, we invite you in here at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street. We specifically say that, Lord God, because we know your presence is with us, and your presence is upon us. So now, Lord God, in a new year, bless this place that we may grow by your power, your grace, and by your provision. You declared it from the very foundation of the world. Now, Father, we have an expectation of the fulfillment of all the things that you have in store for us in a new year. Lord God, we bless you. We honor and we magnify your name, for you are worthy of all praise and worthy of all glory. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name we ask, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray. And all of God's children said, amen, amen, and amen. Giving honor to God, to Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are listening to us by Radio Paradise Ministry, those of you that are watching us as we stream live, we greet you once again in a new year in a mighty way concerning our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, he is the reason that we are here, and we're grateful for that. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Philippians, the third chapter, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Philippians, the third chapter, verses 12 through 14. Philippians 3. Verses 12 through 14. And I'm going to read it off of the screen, where we find his words, which are recorded. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that of which Christ Jesus has also laid hold on me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you. You may be seated. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I want to use our topic this morning, a word for the church in 2025. A word for the church in 2025. You know, parenthetically, if I think about that word, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when we think about the word, there is a word for the church. Who is the church?
We are.
Thank you. So there's a word for you concerning what God has for you in the year 2025. I like to do that because it makes us open our mind to the realization of what Christ has done for us and through us. And when we think about the power, the grace of our Lord, our God, and our King, he's mobilizing us to a higher plateau that we will do those things that would be pleasing in his sight. Now, there are some things in life that we do that displeases God, but there are some things in life that we ought to know how to please God with. And when we enter into a sanctuary, when we come before his presence with singing, there ought to be a joyful noise as we enter into the Lord's house. I don't know about you, but me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. If I have to praise him by myself, I know how to do that as well, because God's been too good for me. I don't know about your house, but I know about my house. I know that mama's still here, even though daddy is gone. I still got somebody that I can go to and talk to.
because he said he would stick with us closer than a brother. When mother and father is gone, they're still our Lord, our God, and our King. I don't have to look at people. I don't have to look at friends. I just have to turn it over to the Lord. And that's enough to shout about this morning. But before I begin this message, I want to thank God for who he is. I want to thank God for sending his son to save you and I. I want to thank God for his unconditional love that gave us another chance. How many needed another chance? I want to thank God for watching over us and protecting us. How many needed protecting throughout the year? I want to thank him for his power of the Holy Spirit. Anybody know something about this power? It's like fire shut up in our bones. And that power, my brothers and sisters, keep us even though we don't even know why we're being killed. I want to thank God for this day, for everything and for everybody. Out of the 8 billion people in the world, I'm thanking God for all of them. Even though some like you and some dislike you, I'm thanking God for those in spite of. Because the God that we serve is a God that doesn't differentiate between what color we look like or what denomination we may have. But I thank God for everybody, for everything. Antioch, what about you? It's your time. Because I know my relationship with the Lord, but what about your relationship? What are you thankful for in the year 2025? God has provided everything that we have. He provided our food. He has provided our homes. He has provided our jobs. He has provided our health. Thank you. I'm alive and I'm here. This is what God has provided. Hey, Lord, that's what our God has done for us. Because not everybody is here today, but thank God you're here. You're breathing and you're alive. That's enough to thank God for. He provided for our health and strength because somebody is weak and feeble and can't get up. But thank God for what he has done for us. My brothers and sisters, that's enough to thank him for. If I had 1,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to thank God for what he has done in our life and through our life. And if you won't thank him, the rocks will cry out for him. If you don't feel like praising him, rocks will praise him. And the God that we serve is the same God that's covering us and cleansing us and moving us closer to him. That's why we praise him. For the psalmist said, I will, and that's personal, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise, everybody say his praise. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Not your neighbor's mouth, but your mouth. I have shared with you that we praise him for who he is. And we worship him for what he has done. Oh, we praise him for who he is. But we worship him for what he has done. We praise him for who he is. My brothers and sisters, God sent his son to establish salvation for us. And we praise him for who he is. For he is Dwayne, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Brother Baptiste. He is the bright morning star. He is the Word of God, for in the beginning was the Word. He is a mighty God. There's nobody like him. Nobody can compare to him. And we praise him because he executes justice for the oppressed. He gives food to the hungry. He set the